How good was that?
It was brilliant, actually, wasn't it? Honestly, it wasn't a letdown.
The new rule is now that we will have to talk about Lost the day after Lost. So if you tape it, it's tough because we're going to talk about it. And I got to bed very, very late last night because I was watching it. How were them pips for you at the beginning? The beeps?
Now, well, yeah, obviously I got it. Yeah. As soon as it started and I realised what you've been doing.
Mm.
But is that just his computer? What is that? Is that just his computer?
I don't know, Dave. I can't possibly tell you.
It's not a submarine, is it?
You just tell... Well, it's not a submarine, no. The Chris Moyle Show. He doesn't live in a submarine. International Radio 1. On a deserted
maybe
island.
Maybe that's what the hatch is.
Did you watch it last night?
Yeah.
Well, you know it's not a submarine. What? Inland? In the ground?
There's polar bears on an island.
What do you mean, like dry dock, that bar in Leeds?
Yeah, except that's not a submarine, that's more of a barge, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a boat, but it's a bar.
Mm.
Wicked. Anyway. Thanks to JK and Joel. God love them.
You understand exactly, nothing else. 4, 8, 15. Did you hear that?
What?
What did you just put in? What number did you just put in?
15.
Right, 16. 23. 42. Now press execute.
And they're the lottery numbers for this week in ascending order. 4, 8. There you go.
Wow.
Very exciting.
He pushed it and then, you know, a blind went up.
I'm going to play this bit of music after every news we do this morning because all the new people tuning in will think it's clever.
Nobody can tell you.
No, they can't.
There's only one song worth singing.
That's right.
They may try and sell you because it hangs.
International Radio 1. You're listening in America on Sirius. This is going to sound like a replay of an old show. Because you've been watching Lost forever.
Mm. Aren't only, they on Lost 7 or something?
Yeah, it only just, yeah, they've already been rescued, right? Landed, right, sorted everything out. And then they've gone on the reunion plane ride, which has crashed as well.
Has Series 3 been made yet?
I don't know. Alad knows about all these things.
It's top secret, apparently.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
But somebody texted in saying it's not on on in Wales till tomorrow.
Or tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, S4C, yeah, tonight. But I thought they still got Channel 4.
That's yeah, S4C, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought that, well, I don't know, it's very complicated.
When is it on E4, then? Is that tonight? Or is that...
They've already played the third episode on E4 at midnight.
Did they do that last night?
Yeah, last night.
You could stay up, but I couldn't do that.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done, because I've got... You know, I told you months ago, I got the first 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And because my girlfriend falls asleep during stuff that I want to watch, I can't go too far ahead, because I feel guilty.
Yeah.
And I know I've only got to watch it again anyway. So I've only watched the first 3 episodes. So last night I put on episode 4 and then thought, that'll do, and then I'll go to bed. But it's them bloody cliffhangers.
So did you watch...
Nothing'll happen for 45 minutes and then it just goes, hello, it's your mum, or something like that. And then it finishes and you go, I've got to watch the next one. So I put the next one in. So I'm a little bit ahead.
Did you watch the ones everyone else watched last night again?
I dipped in and out of that in The Matrix.
Right, blimey.
Yeah.
That'd be confusing.
The Matrix?
Yeah. You know, they're showing the Matrix trilogy on ITV.
It was reloaded last
no.
night.
Yeah.
No.
They showed the Matrix reloaded last night.
I didn't even know there was 3 of them.
Yeah, there is, Dave.
Trilogy.
Yeah. There's The Matrix. There's The Matrix Reloaded. And there's the... Bloody hell. It's still The Matrix, which is the third one.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. They're really good. But you know what, though? But I tried to show it to you years ago.
Mm.
And you got to the first... You got 2.5 minutes into The Matrix. And you went... I don't know what's going on. And I went, shh, that's the whole point. You don't know, but you need to... Yeah, but who's she? Yeah, shh, why is he driving that trucker? Just and watch.
It's not my sort of film, though. It's all kind of, you know, dark.
I had to do the premiere of that film for Newsbeat, and I went to watch it. I still hadn't got a clue what it was about. Nobody did. They came out as going, what was that bit, didn't it? I feel like Lost for me.
Lost is great.
Not if you don't know what it's about.
Well, it's your own stupid fault.
I've got children. I can't be watching, you know, 24 episodes of Lost.
Why?
Get Sky Plus.
I have.
Tape it.
Get to it, Dom. I did. I did the whole first series again over the last 2 weeks.
Get to it, Dom. Mm.
Okay, I'll get to it.
Gotta get with the kids.
Mm. I did Series Link, the second series, last night.
Right.
I can't watch that without watching the first one.
You can actually.
Yeah.
Apparently. You can. If you have the general sort of overview, you can actually sort of join now.
They had a plane crash and they don't really know where they are.
Yeah. Plane crash, land on an island, loads of weird things happening. A few of them are dead and they're still on the island. They found a hatch in the ground and then... But no one knows what's in the hatch.
Right.
That's it.
I haven't watched the first series and I understood it totally yesterday.
That's 24 hours worth of television right there. And after all that, then you hear this.
Yeah.
Now do you understand?
No.
Right, let's start the show, everybody. Go! What have you got for me, Dom? You've got something exclusive.
I have, yeah. We've got the unearthed lost tapes.
Wicked!
From our news lost tapes.
Now, do you want to hear these, Dave?
Will it ruin things for me?
I don't know. It might do. I'm not into Lost, so it may be hugely significant or it may not be.
Well, hang on.
Do you want the Lost music?
Yeah. You got it.
Okay, I've got it. Just tell me when you need it.
Okay. Go.
Okay. Hang on.
Fine, now listen carefully. Type in exactly what I tell you. Understand exactly. Nothing else.
19. 25. 65. 73. 36. 97 to 99 FM.
Press execute. Just push it.
You're such a loser.
Does that ruin anything for anyone?
How long did that take to make?
Took about half an hour this morning.
Did you get down the big boss of news, Rod McKenzie, to waste his time on that?
Yeah, he loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, now let me try mine, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Listen carefully. Type in exactly what I tell you. Understand exactly, nothing else. 4. 8. 15.
See, that's a good... But that needs editing, because then he goes off on...
Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, I'm just quite pleased with
that. Can you play with that as well?
I could have a go with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's busy news day,
obviously. How long did it take to make yours?
About half hour this morning.
This will take, well, as you can hear, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Right, now listen carefully. Type in exactly what I tell you. Understand exactly, nothing else. 4. 8. 15.
There you go. It's the lottery, you see, Rachel. Oh, that's the joke, you see.
Right.
Because it's numbers.
It's like Dale Winton doing it.
Mm. Mm. Wasn't a joke to Hurley, though, was it? Mm-hmm.
Shh.
You can't even joke with a Carrie about this. He's really... What? You're very into it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know Hurley dies?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
In the same way that everybody dies.
Mm.
Unless you believe in a third place and your soul goes on. To be honest, that's a bit deep.
Yeah. 7:39.
Davina McCall's going to be here shortly. What colour is she?
What colour?
Yeah, what colour is Davina?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dominic edited the lost gag. It took him half an hour. I've just done this in 60 seconds.
Right, now listen carefully. Type in exactly what I tell you. Understand exactly. Nothing else. 4. 8. 15. Right. 16. 23. 42. Press execute.
There you go. See, they're the lottery numbers, you see.
It's like a lottery gag,
yeah,
isn't
it? It's brilliant, isn't it?
Clever, that.
You're coming in, or what? Come on. Orange woman.
Don't say she's orange.
So what did you see last night?
Well, I haven't got the answers. I'm just saying there was an ad before the second programme on Channel 4 last night. And
so you how much of this can you talk about?
Well, I don't know if it gives anything away. See, this is why I'm nervous, because I genuinely don't know if it's giving anything away.
Right.
I was just quick. I noticed it and had a phone number.
How long was the advert?
15 seconds. I've got it. I've found it on here. It sounds like I've set up, but I'm not.
Right.
Basically, I phoned the phone number because I'm sad like that, because I do things like that. It was a free phone number. And
was that an advert, a TV advert saying what? Without giving too much away. During the two episodes of Lost on Channel 4 last night.
In a sec, I can give you the ad if you want.
Okay.
But I found something before the ad. Right. What happened was the advert said, Hounslow Foundation, making the world a better place, phone this phone number for more details.
Right.
And I thought, I recognise that name.
Now, that won't mean anything
means
to Dave or Rachel.
See, this is why it's interesting, because at episode 2 of Lost, this not mentioned.
Okay.
This means nothing.
Is this something that is revealed further on in series 2?
Tell you what,
the company's name gets mentioned.
There was a trail for the next few weeks of Lost after the second show last night.
Yes.
And there was a slight, ever so tiny little blip of...
Now, I don't know whether this company means anything. I'm not saying this is the way forward. I don't know. I just know that this company gets used. And that's genuine. I'm not lying here.
No, it's not. You've seen about 18 episodes of the second series.
It doesn't get explained at all.
I
don't know who... I don't know who this...
Yeah, but does the... Hang on, let me write this word down. There's that in the next episode, isn't there?
Yes,
that will make sense.
So, and then... So I phoned the phone number, and it had a website. And I went to the website, and there's a little spiel about this company. And I think it's got something to do... Well, obviously it's got something to do with Lost. But I just found it fascinating that an audience was watching the programme last night won't know what it means, yet Channel 4 stick this as an ad.
Right.
Brilliant.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm on Dominic's computer here. Is it that one?
I've no idea.
Okay, this is it.
Welcome to the Hounslow Foundation, where you can experience all of the social and scientific endeavors we are pioneering to make your world a better place. On your left here, please choose any of our programs to see exactly what we're working on, or find more content here and here. Make sure you also sign up to our newsletter so the Hounslow Foundation can keep you up to date on our latest exciting developments. Thank you, and namaste.
Cool is that?
And that was on the telly last night.
That's the start of the website, and it's got... this is the ad here. Hang on, if I click on this back.
Lady in red.
Since the dawn of time, man has been curious, imagining all that is possible.
Can you show you on the right website?
Hounslow Foundation. Yep. Reaching out to a better tomorrow.
Right.
Discover the experience for yourself. Go to the Hounslow Foundation.
La 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 la,
yeah, la 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 la. Yeah.
So and that was on TV. And I just thought that was brilliant.
Oh, okay, I
so
see.
There you go.
Very clever. Very well done.
I don't know what it means. Genuinely don't know what it means.
I do.
You don't really.
No,
though.
I don't. I have the clue.
But S4C.
Campbell. S4C?
We'll see it tonight.
Right, so one of the reasons that I've been doing... So we haven't said much about last night. Okay, let's clear this up. If you're in Wales and you watch... So do you not get Channel 4?
If you have Sky, then you can watch Channel 4 and S4C.
Right, okay.
If you're watching Analog, S4C
is
takes some of the Channel 4 programming.
Right.
But no, that
it's
is...
confusing.
Don't have Channel 4 in Wales.
Right, if you're living in Wales and you're watching Lost Tonight on S4C, can you just text me and say thank you? Because we haven't given anything away. 81199. I'm just curious to see how many people will not watch Channel 4 Lost in Wales and will wait for it on S4C.
Yeah, majority of the population who would watch...
You wouldn't, because your mum and dad are rich and you had Sky.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, that is true. So, 81199, just say thank you. But basically, this is what you got to listen out for tonight. pretty much it, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. That's what you've been waiting for. Rachel!
This is an announcement from corporate side of Radio 1. Radio 1's big weekend is still taking place in Dundee in Camperdown Park. Still. Yeah, just in case anybody's...